afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Kansas City, Missouri, a city the Eagles are visiting for only the fifth time in their history. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick here in loud and colorful Arrowhead Stadium on a gray, rainy day as the Eagles meet the Chiefs.
And this is his first attempt in the National Football League.
Wonder how he feels. Ball is spotted, the kick is away, and the kick is good. Back goes Smith. Smith steps up, and he is hit, and he is brought down at the 30. Third sack of the game by the Eagles. Wentz again, back, he's looking, steps up, lets it fly, and it is deflected and caught! On a deflection, running down the far sideline to the 11 with 2 seconds left. Eagles call a timeout as Zach Ertz. Wentz sets up, he looks, fires, and it is caught, and then driving down to the one-yard line. It was caught down at the one-yard line by Alshon Jeffrey. Hunt takes the handoff. Hunt's got room. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. Hunt down the left sideline. Hunt finally is broken loose, and he has a touchdown from Kansas City. Wentz looks left, looks right, fires, and it is caught deep in the end zone. And is it a touchdown? It is to Aguilar. Onside kick, and it's picked up by the Eagles. Eagles have recovered the onside kick at the 38. He's back. He's looking. He's looking. He is floating it deep into the end zone, and it is batted around incomplete. The game is over. Oh, it was there for a moment.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, instant reaction from Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider with you. Tough 27-20 loss for the Eagles to the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. The story of this game, the offense not able to get into a consistent flow for most of the game, particularly on the ground. Darren Sproles, 10 carries, 48 yards. Wendell Smallwood, 3 carries, 4 yards. No touches for LeGarrette Blount in the run game. So we've got a lot to talk about in this one. The Eagles defense doing a nice job against a potent Kansas City offense, but a couple of big plays, particularly a 53-yard run by Kareem Hunt, really hurt the Eagles, and Philadelphia's defense not able to contain Travis Kelce, tight end, 8 catches, 103 yards, and a touchdown on 10 targets. Let's go into the locker room first and talk to some offensive linemen. Carson Wentz sacked 6 times, hit a bunch more, too much reliance on the passing game, and Kansas City's defense really took it to the Eagles. Lane Johnson talking about some of the breakdowns up front that he experienced, although it's tough to say right now without watching the film.
Pretty much they put man on a man. Go back and watch the film. I just focused on blocking my guy, Houston, in D4, and make sure they didn't get to the quarterback. I really don't know what else happened.
How disappointing is it that the offense hasn't really been able to get going all day here?
You know, I think if we would have ran the ball better, executed better, we could have won this game. Chiefs are a good football team, but I feel like, hey, we're right there with them. So we just got to get our offense functioning on all cylinders like it's meant to be. We had some good plays. Well, we threw the ball a lot today, and part of that was because we weren't very effective. So, I really don't know. It's hard to see or talk about it right after the game because you don't really see what happened because the game's going by so fast. But obviously it goes down to execution. We're not doing our job right now. In order to win games, so you have to be able to run the ball. Unless you got Tom Brady, who's guys like that. But we have to run the ball. We have to take the pressure off of Carson. We got to protect Carson better. We didn't do a good job today. So from that standpoint, we got a division opponent next week, and everything's on the line.
Lane, what are the key elements to get a screen to work? And it seems that you've run it quite a bit, but it hasn't been as effective as you want.
Yeah, pass. Get those rushers rushing up the field. Put them in a good situation, third and long. Try to dump it behind their heads. It's just disappointing. And, you know, we practice real hard and go out there and don't execute the way we wanted to. So it's just very frustrating.
Left guard Isaac Seumalo saying, I need to play better. This is what he had to say after the game. Tough game for Seumalo.
Give credit to them. They played well. It was just protections, you know, had to be better all the way around. First and foremost, you know, I got to play better. There's no doubt about it. You know, that's where I kind of started. That's all I kind of focus on, you know, do my job a lot better.
Tight end Zach Ertz, 5 catches, 97 yards, including a 53-yarder that put the Eagles in scoring position late in the first half. But new kicker Jake Elliott missing on a 30-yard field goal attempt. So instead of a 6-6 game at the half, the Eagles trailed at 6-3. Ertz understands that there is work to be done with an Eagles offense that totaled 406 total net yards, but put up just 20 points in the game. Zach, what's your read on what happened offensively today?
just a little too late. Couldn't really find a groove. Got to had our opportunities. We didn't make the most of them. It was a tough loss. Obviously, they're a really good football team, but we got to be better. We're going to learn from it, watch the film, hopefully get better. It's a long season. It's just one loss to a really good football team, so we're excited about the coming week against the Giants.
What did you think you could have success with today?
I thought we had a great game plan going in. They kind of took some things out of it early. Thought guys might play when they had their opportunities, but our hats off to them. They had a really good game plan, too.
Your thoughts on the running game and what's happening there?
I mean, it's tough to say without watching the film. Once we watch it, I can give you a little more information based off last week, and my gut feeling is it's not a consistent one person. So we just got to clean it up. We'll get better. It's still early in the year.
Disappointing to come in here and have it right there for you in the fourth quarter and then have it slip away?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, obviously, we had some plays that we should have made, didn't make them. Tough, especially knowing Coach Peterson, how much he wanted to win this one. We really wanted to come out here and win it for him. Unfortunately, we didn't, but we'll be better.
Carson taking too many hits, you think, Zach?
I mean, you never want your franchise to take a hit, period. So if he's taking one, that's too many. We got to do a better job protecting him, and we got to do a better job of getting open so he doesn't have to sit back in the pocket.
Blunt, after the game, surrounded by reporters, talked about his role with the team, said that's just the way the game plan was.
The game wasn't going the way, you know, the way we wanted it to, so we had to make some changes. We just got some things to fix. We got to debug some things. It's a lot of things that play in the factor, you know, it's 11 guys out there playing football. It's 11 guys out there that they got to make a play go, you know. Besides the quarterback and the ball carriers, 9 other guys that got to go out there and execute everything perfectly in order for your running game to go. It isn't doing so well right now, so we just got to figure out what's going on and fix it.
I mean, you can't really argue with a future Hall of Famer being in front of you, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, like I said, man, it's just how the game goes.
As for Wentz, 25 of 46, 333 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a costly interception that led to 7 Kansas City points. Here is what Wentz said after the game.
You know, when you got a couple running backs that all can do different things, my surprise, I wouldn't say surprised, you know, last week, Wendell wasn't as involved. You know, it's just kind of, when you got 3 guys, it's hard to get them all involved, and I think we only had 13 running plays today anyway, so it's hard to get everyone touches sometimes. You know, obviously, more balance is usually the way to go, but again, it was kind of just the nature of this game, the way they were playing some things and some things that we thought we could take advantage of that kind of led us down that route. And then obviously late in the game, when we're down, you know, we're throwing every down, so kind of sways things a little bit. Yeah, you know, that's a good team. It's a good football team. They were a playoff team last year. They just went on the road and beat New England last week. So that's a good football team. This is a good environment to play. You know, I thought we competed. You know, at the end of the day, they made more plays than us. But we fought all the way to the end. And so there's a lot of good things that I think we did. Again, we just came up short, and we're going to get some of those things fixed.
Head coach Doug Peterson, in his return to Kansas City after serving as the Chiefs offensive coordinator for 3 years, disappointed with the loss, needs the offense to be better. He knows that. But all in all, says the Eagles will bounce back after this defeat. Here is head coach Doug Peterson.
Yeah, I mean, it's some exposure, but at the same time, he also made some great plays with his legs. So it's a give or take. And, you know, sometimes you give up something to get something and part of the game. But, yeah, you don't want to expose him like that. But at the same time, he does an outstanding job with his legs, extending plays and keeping drives moving. I think they held up fine, did an outstanding job. There were some great plays, some great efforts on defense. You know, they got 10 points off of our turnovers, and it could be a potentially different football game. So standing here right now, those are things that, again, defense, I thought Rally did a nice job. We got to eliminate still a couple big plays, try to fix those. But overall, I thought the guys that stepped in played well, played hard, got some great experience. Yeah, it's tough to, you know, always have to rely on the throw. But listen, we're all in this together. We'll evaluate this film. We'll go back and roll our sleeves up and get it corrected. And we'll make sure that the next time out, they'll do a better job in that area.
As for the defense, they held the Chiefs to 344 yards, 5 of 12 conversions on third down, and they sacked Alex Smith 4 times. Malcolm Jenkins on what he takes from this ballgame.
I don't think we need to let this game, you know, make us forget who we are. When you look back at it, we need to own the mistakes that we made, identify some corrections, you know, but we fought hard, especially, you know, as a team. Defensively, we had guys, you know, injured, special teams had guys injured, guys stepping up all over the place, fought tooth and nail to the end, but just a few mistakes here or there, you know, caught up to us versus a really good team on the road. And so I don't think we need to forget who we are, but we do need some things corrected. Defensively, we're going to have to be stingy. We can't give up easy, you know, big plays. And there weren't a whole bunch, but there were enough to put us in some bad situations. Obviously, special teams needs to hold up. We can't have the big returns that we had. We can, you know, take care of the ball on offense. That helps us. And, you know, a few plays here or there, this game is totally different. So I think we're on the right track. Obviously, we got some work to do, but we're very, very confident where we stand.
And that will do it for this Eagles Live podcast. Instant reaction. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Eagles falling to 1-1 with a 27-20 loss to the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. The home season begins on Sunday as the New York Giants come to town, and we'll have an Eagles Live podcast for you later in the week. Thanks so much for joining, everyone. Fly, Eagles, fly.